9 after 6, as Justice Terry Forrest of the Supreme Court observed at the Love Letter to Racing this year on Turnbull Stakes Day, Brian Martin is just about the best race caller this country has produced. I doubt that that is of little consolation to him this morning. Brian, good morning to you.
Morning, Roscoe. How are you going?
Oh, mate. You had two bets, each for $80. When you stood yesterday to win $282,000 if Prince of Arran won, and $282,000 if Master of Reality won, they finished second, fourth, beaten a dirty nose.
Yeah, it's one of those hard luck tales. It'll never leave me. But I shared it with my son Tim, and we watched the race together out on the lawn just down past the Maccabi Diva. Statue. I just want to be out, sort of, you know, with a bit of room to gallop.
Yeah.
And when Master Reality from Barrier One missed the start about a length and a half, a bit of trouble here, mate. Anyway, he pushed up and got a good spot, and then Craig Williams came over, and it was a masterly ride by Williams. It was just one of the great Melbourne Cup rides. But as they sort of settled down up by the riverside, I said to Tim, I said, we're outside the leader, Twilight Payment, which is a bolter. And I said, they're slowed down. They're going about 13 and a half, nearly 14 to the 200-metre mark. It's going to be very tough for the horses from behind. Now, we're outside the leader. Craig is then third on the fence and Vow and Declare. And we're basically one off the fence with Prince of Arran, following the Master of Reality. So I said, in actual fact, the two horses we've got are following each other. And I said, we're in the top four and they're going slow. And I just said to him, don't say anything. we watched in silence. And just, you know...
Was there any agitation? Was there any excitement? Was there any leaping in the last 200?
Oh, yeah. Just roaring for Frankie. And then saw Walker come on Prince of Arran. And I sort of, for some reason, I just didn't see Vow and Declare. I put it out of... because it was back on the rail, and Frankie had moved on Master of Reality about six or seven horses out and was going for the lick of his coit, as you know. He was going for home. And we were roaring. And they hit the line, and I saw the orange colours up on the fence. I said, we've been done. Yeah.
Brian, on Turnbull Stakes Day, along with Justice Terry Forrest, you read out your brilliant love letter to racing. Speaking of your love of racing, question, Brian.
Yeah.
Do you still love it?
No, bugger racing. No. Someone said, what did you do after that? I just stood there and swore at a rose bush.
Hey, Brian, what would have happened if Master of Reality had won, but the protest was upheld?
Brian wouldn't be speaking to us this morning.
I'd be in casualty somewhere on life support. But the interesting thing, it nearly was an O'Brien trifecta. Joseph, Aidan, and of course, Danny.
Yeah.
It's extraordinary. And that we saved on El Paradiso. There's a thing.
Oh, you're kidding me.
Yeah, we backed it to win $20,000. And didn't back Vow and Declare, had something on Finch.
Oh, no.
So was the day a wipeout? Yeah, it was. But look, the sun came up today, and
yep.
I'll start doing the form for the H.
an amazing performance to pick. Mare de Glace, one out to win the Caulfield Cup. Lise Gracieux, one out to win the Cox Plate. And then to pick Prince of Arran and Master of Reality, who've run second and fourth in the Melbourne Cup. I'm reluctant to ask this question, Brian. Were you offered a cash out?
No, I wasn't, which I wouldn't have taken, because yeah. I don't think it would have been sort of much. And
yeah.
We're punters, you know, there are punters listening now. You're a punter, Ross and Johnny. I think you might have one or two bets a year or whatever. But there's a beautiful saying, and one of the great racing movies was Let It Ride. You let it ride. Like someone said, it's about three or four good bottles of red wine, John, out at lunch. anyway, it's a good tale.
It's a great tale, Brian, and just an extraordinary skill. And if you do the form and find something in the Oaks, let the 3AW Breakfast listeners know, will you?
You'll be first to know.
Good on you, BM. Brian Martin, what a story.